Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. Alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh, dear.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables.
All right, good evening once again. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and we are here today for 24 hours of student power. I'm joined, my name is Ryan Rozelle, and I'm joined here by my co-host, LL Cool J.
Mr. Q.
Ladies love Cool John, and member of Weightlifting Club, Mr. Obby.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hello. So we're here today to talk about Weightlifting Club as an organization. And I think the first question we just have to ask is, do you even lift, bro?
Yes, I do lift, bro.
Okay, so let's get into that. Let's get into how you get into your zone and what weightlifting entails as a process.
All right, so personally for me, listen to some LL Cool J.
Okay.
Some other, like old school stuff, get the juice flowing.
Okay.
And start.
What's a typical getting jacked playlist?
Getting jacked playlist. It starts pretty slow.
Yeah.
For the warm up, and then it'll start to lean
like
towards
slow jams.
More, like it starts slow, but then it'll end up with like EDM type stuff.
Okay.
Just to keep the psychological stuff going.
John, what do you listen to?
Do you set it by how you feel, or is it a matter of like setting a timeline of songs? And then...
It's kind of how I feel. Like when you're lifting heavier, you really have to like be in the zone.
Mm.
So there's certain music that'll just help you get there versus others. So I kind of just sort through my iPod, just pick that song that'll just get me there.
The bro zone?
The bro zone.
Okay. And then how do you break through the bro zone layer to get complete global warming?
A little deep breathing.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a screamer. I've heard some guys at the gym, though,
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a screamer.
You are a screamer.
But I don't go to the gym.
Just at home.
Yes, just at home. Okay, so let's talk about the club itself. Enough about you, Obby. This isn't all about you. Let's talk about Weightlifting Club and what happens there.
All right, so we are a fairly brand new club. It's like our 1 year anniversary actually this month. We try to raise the awareness for both, not only weightlifting, but powerlifting as a sport as well.
What's the difference between the two?
Okay, so weightlifting is probably what you are more familiar with. It's not like, bicep curls and that kind of stuff. It's more for like what you saw during the Summer Olympics, those guys that are doing those things.
That's powerlifting?
That's weightlifting.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Olympic weightlifting because, they do it in the Olympics.
Okay.
Powerlifting is focused on three major lifts, which is the bench press, the squat, and the deadlift, which is basically like, I don't know if you've ever seen it before.
Yeah, that's off the ground.
Yeah, off the ground.
Okay. Wait, what is Olympic weightlifting then? That's what I was picturing, is like you start on the ground and then you like pop it up into a curled position and then over the head.
Yes, exactly. So there's those two major ones, which is the clean and jerk, which is what you're talking about, where you like pop it up and then you press it up. And then the other one's called the snatch, which you kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen those guys, they kind of like look like they're going to dislocate their shoulders. They kind of like push it all the way back, that kind of thing.
Behind their head. Or
well, they start like start on the ground again.
Okay.
And then they like bring it up and then they pop it over.
Okay.
And so the bar is kind of sitting like just behind your head, I guess.
Okay.
And so those are like two major lifts for Olympic weightlifting, and then the three I said before, powerlifting.
That sounds dangerous.
It looks dangerous, especially when they're lifting really heavy.
So is that a concern with Weightlifting Club, the safety of its members, or is it...
Well, we had like a paramedic on site during our last competition, so...
Okay.
I mean, you never really know what's going to happen. Usually these guys are pretty safe in the sense that if you can't lift it, you can just drop it, because we have like spongy platforms, mm-hmm. which will basically absorb the shock of the weight.
The bro blow.
The bro blow.
Okay.
Exactly. So as a club, we have held competitions, like I said, in the past.
In the past month, then? I mean, if you guys are...
extra campus well, so, like, last, competitions or just...
So last year we had, like, it was more or less UBC, but it was kind of open to other people that wanted to join. This year, January 11th, I believe, is going to be our... It's like an intercollegiate meet. So we're inviting, like, SFU powerlifting... weightlifting, UFV, yeah, University of Fraser Valley, Langara, UBC, like we're all kind of coming together here in the sub, and we're going to hold a competition here.
Where, yeah. Is that in the ballroom, or?
I believe it's in the ballroom, yes.
Okay. So,
might hear some screams from there that day then.
Yeah.
Yeah, some
so
grunts.
If you hear some like grunting, some slamming, you know what's going on.
We know.
Outside of the normal dance club.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, fencing club too. Yeah. Occasionally someone loses an eye and we hear them from the studio.
Yeah.
So is it just...
They have laser eye surgery now for that.
Yeah. Science these days. So let's talk about the competition. Do you just win by lifting the heaviest thing?
So unlike most sports, weightlifting and powerlifting, I guess when you get to the Olympic level, obviously it is a competition with like the other person. But it's more so a competition in the, like this kind of level with yourself. So you have like your set, like when you go to the gym, you'll try to lift certain heavy weights, right? Because you're trying to lift, for powerlifting at least, you're trying to lift as heavy as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of competing with yourself because like it's different when you're in a gym where you're grunting by yourself versus when you are in a meet and then people are like cheering you on, right? It kind of like boosts your ego and things like that. And, you
okay,
know, like,
can we do some grunts?
Some grunting?
Okay. But you don't scream, but do you grunt?
Yeah, I don't scream, it's just but you know, like the little quick breathing before, yeah. Like,
yeah. Okay,
and then like, kind of thing.
Okay, is it a very visceral? Like a body grunt, or should I be
a body grunt?
Like,
body
grunt. Am I emitting this? If I was like, an opera singer who also happened to love to powerlift, would I be
like
emitting?
Opera singers, they're not supposed to head sing, right? They're supposed to sing from their chest.
Well, it depends. It depends what part you're singing.
Okay.
I had an opera singer in recording a few days ago, and I was informed of the difference.
Okay.
I feel like it would be a body grunt.
Yes, that, very much so.
To bring that weight up.
There you go.
Oh!
it's kind of getting more to a moaning sound,
yeah.
In the
okay.
Last little bit.
Okay, like bit one, you can't draw it out. It's got to be just like a...
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt the power,
yeah, exactly.
In that. Like, had I a weight in my hands right now...
Which you may pretty soon.
Whoa. Whoa.
Well, don't give away your hand,
yeah.
Because, you know, it did sound like you had weights.
Yeah. Okay.
They out there don't
they,
know that.
You don't know that, listeners, but despite my nasally voice, I am, in fact, a very jacked bro,
yeah,
as we will find out
bigger than he
soon.
Seems.
So let's take a musical break as we prepare in here. We're going to bring in some of the goods, and then we'll be back to talk with Abhi more about Weightlifting Club. You're listening to 101.9 FM. CITR, gentlemen, any last words before we come back getting jacked?
We're going to show them how to lift.
All right. We'll be back. This is Slam Dunk's most recent album, Miami, on 24 Hours of Student Power on 101.9 FM CITR.
No time for changing now. You just to make it up. No time for changing now. I know this club closed, but why is it closed forever? I know this club closed, but why is it closed forever?
We are back. Ryan, why don't you tell what we're in for now?
Well, we are staring now at a dumbbell. Is that the correct term?
A barbell.
A barbell.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between a dumbbell and barbell?
Okay, so a barbell is what you see here. It's like, I guess it's a longer extension of a dumbbell if you think about it that way. There we go. So for weightlifting and powerlifting, we use barbells because they're basically going to be where we can load on the weights. A dumbbell is what you traditionally see at the gym on those racks where people do like bicep curls and all that stuff. It's like smaller versions.
It's got the weights already on it.
Exactly.
And ready to rock.
But now we've assembled a barbell.
A barbell, yeah.
In the studio. And what are we going to do?
We're going to help you get jacked.
I'm going to
get... Not that you aren't already, but you know.
I was just going to say, like, you guys can't see us, but I'm obviously the jackedest bro in the room.
You wear very heavy clothing, so it kind of...
Yeah, it conceals it.
Yeah.
My skin
like,
tight...
Like Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Clark Kent, who is Mooper San. Superman? Anyways, let's keep going. Okay, so, John, you want to hold down the mic? And let's
absolutely.
While we get into position.
All right.
Okay.
So we got our two stars walking over to the. What is this again?
The deadlift.
The deadlift. All right.
Are my pants too tight for this?
I'm going to get the mic in there so you can hear the exertion, the physical strength being displayed here. He has Ryan has just thrown his coat across the room.
All right. So what am I doing here?
All right, so this is the deadlift. This is one of the three big lifts that we do in powerlifting.
Of all
so for this
of
one,
Hercules
you're basically going
trials.
To be
Never
the bar
have
was
seen
on the floor, and you're going to be standing like with your knees behind the bar. So I don't. You shouldn't like lean forward like that. So you're basically going to be like in a squat position,
okay,
with your knees like behind the bar, and then your arm should go one hand over, one hand under.
Okay.
And usually your dominant hand will go over.
Got it.
Okay.
What if both of my hands are dominant?
Up to you then.
Ryan
okay.
ambidextrous,
some people go double
as
okay.
totally talented as he is strong.
So what we're going to do now is you're going to go one hand over, one hand under, and these are going to be like about a thumb's length away from your thigh.
Okay.
Okay. So you go one hand over, one hand under, and I don't want to hit this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening.
All right. So tighten up. And then keep your back straight.
Straight.
Up. And then just push up.
All in the legs.
Yep.
Okay.
And you just pop your hip. And then this is like the final position. And then bring it back down.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
All right, let's do this.
And a grunt, of
and
course.
And a grunt.
Okay.
Some several grunts. You know,
Ryan,
some
our president.
Whatever you need to do.
The president.
How much weight
CITR?
Is this?
This is 150
about
pounds.
To do a deadlift.
150
pounds.
That's more than I weigh. you know. On the moon, of course. Okay, one hand under.
One.
Under.
Yep.
Back straight.
Let's see you on the other side, faithful for
you. And he did it.
And
Bam
has done it.
No but, problem.
All right. I need like some muscle milk now.
Some of that protein powder.
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to talk to you. Also, let's talk about, sorry. I want to talk, okay, for those who, did you just tell them what just happened, John?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you have
sorry.
Entered the next
I'm
stage
still,
of your life.
I'm still in the zone right now.
The
adrenaline
is
pumping
through you.
It's got a swole
yeah.
on.
It's I got my yeah. swole on. That sounds
do you
like
feel,
I have an
do you feel the blood rushing into your muscles?
Yeah, but I'm so used to that happening at
yes.
every moment in my life already that I don't feel that different,
okay.
but definitely my adrenaline glands of getting jacked on air for the first time.
For the first of what will be many times.
I think we should just leave that in here so that in between when we play songs, I can just do my deadlifts. Yeah. So, okay. I have a few questions.
All
right. Okay, we've got plenty of time. Let's talk about the differences in supplements that some bodybuilders take. Obviously, and unfortunately, the sport is associated with steroid use. And how does that work? What's creatine? I don't know what that is. I just hear all these things. I hear these things that people eat or take in various ways. Let's just, like, what are your thoughts on that? What is the weightlifting club's official stance?
So you're just naturally jacked then? No supplements, nothing, huh?
I know it's pretty surprising to hear, but yes, I am naturally...
Well, he's not of this world. He was sent from his dying planet
an
ambassador
of
sorts
to
Earth.
Yeah, they'll see him as a god, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why when I put the costume on, it's actually my human costume.
Yeah. So, but we're just talking about the themes and inherent in that. So let's,
All right.
The question.
Okay. So, do you want me to go really in depth with the physiology stuff?
Let's get just a general layover. Not too technical.
Sure.
But yeah, let's get into the meatiness or the muscles,
muscle-iness.
The muscles of weightlifting club.
All right.
And the negative stereotypes associated with weightlifting club.
Okay. So, steroid use, obviously, like. Sure, you've heard about like all the things with people using steroids, and then you can like the side effects is after you start taking it, you can start turning into a woman if you are a man, and then you start turning more into a man if you're a woman.
That's because you're ingesting testosterone, and then your body stops producing it.
Exactly. So for a man, you if you're basically ingesting testosterone, and then. Your body will be like, oh, well, if you're ingesting it, I don't need to make it anymore. So once it stops that, then that testosterone will break down into estrogen, which is obviously a female hormone that we don't produce to that extent. So the more estrogen you have, the more female attributes you'll get. So you'll start to, you know,
My pecs will turn into softer
lumps. Lady lumps.
Lady lumps.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Nice way to put it.
Thank you.
God forbid that. I don't know if you can see my pecs. You can't see my pecs because you're listening on the radio, but these things, they're just protruding too far. We actually had to
make their presence in the room,
bring in a special microphone so that when I was sitting across the table from these fellas, my pecs weren't bumping into them and removing their headphones. Well,
that's what I mean by intimidating.
Yeah, very distracting.
There's no getting around it.
Yeah. You thought fitting the dumbbell in here was hard. Barbell.
Barbell.
Barbell. Sorry. Okay, please continue.
All right, so that's kind of steroid use. I mean, in our amateur type, like this club scene, not many people will use steroids because it's kind of unnecessary. Unless you're really trying to show off to the girls, don't really need it. Whereas creatine, like you were asking, lots of people use it. I've used it in the past.
What does that do?
So creatine is like something you naturally make, just like testosterone. But some people have lower quantities of it than others. So like me personally, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't get creatine because creatine you have to get from animal meat. So by me ingesting creatine from an external source, it has a greater effect. So basically you get like lots of energy for like those really short bursts. So like what you just did here, it was like 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So something like that.
Felt like a lifetime though.
Yeah. But relatively easy, right?
I mean, yeah, for me, of course that was easy.
Yeah, exactly. Relatively
pounds?
Easy.
Yeah.
150 pounds? Psh. That's how I get out of bed. Have like six of those just on top of me. Okay, sorry, continue. I'm getting out of control.
He's like an ant. That's how much the proportion of his body weight he ingests every day.
All right, so back to what I was saying. So creatine, basically, it kind of serves as like adding more fuel, in a sense. So if you're ingesting more and more creatine, you get more and more fuel. So like doing a lift like that, like 6-7 times for like repetitive sets and stuff, it becomes, I guess, not easier, but like you can lift a lot more without getting tired so fast. So if you lift more, then you can get bigger and then you get stronger and then look better, you know, all that stuff. So lots of people use creatine for that. Creatine actually isn't illegal in like amateur sport, because it's a natural product and there's nothing, like, as far as people know, that's like really negative about it.
You seem hesitant when you say that though.
Well, I mean, like, there is stuff people say, like, oh, it can lead to, like, you know, metabolic disorders and things like that, but it's maybe like 1 in 1,000. It's really not that common.
I mean, with the majority of the things we're putting into our body, they all have nasty
side
exactly effects.
Like, drinking an energy drink is almost as bad as taking, or actually could be potentially worse than taking creatine, if you take it in the right quantities, of course.
Good thing I abstain from drinking energy drinks.
Well, you just absorb the sun, and that's all the nutrition
required.
Yeah.
I had a question. What was the proportion? You talked about, you know, people maybe in the weightlifting club who do just want to impress whatever sex is their fancy.
Yeah.
What's the proportion of bodybuilders to like athletes, you would say? Not that, you know, bodybuilding in and of itself isn't athletic, but are there bodybuilders in the weightlifter club, or is it mainly?
I mean, so we're more primarily for weightlifting and powerlifting. Bodybuilding isn't so much our like target. Like, we're not a bodybuilding club, so we don't have like, you know, where people come up and they flex in front of us and then we grade them. Like, that's kind of weird. We don't do that. But
why is that weird? I do that all the time. That's how my parents raised me. That's how I got to get breakfast in the morning.
I'm trying
sorry
to
feel you.
Hard not to do it right now, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. All right, sorry I offended you.
Okay, it's all right.
I mean, you look amazing.
Thanks.
Don't get me wrong, I'd give you a 10.
Thanks. I forgot to do the spray tan today. But
that's what it was.
7.
Something was off.
Thanks, John. Thanks for being honest, and thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But we try to focus more on weightlifting, powerlifting. So it's not like we're against anybody that is a bodybuilder, but we won't, like, in our competitions, we won't address that sport. It's sort of out of our realm in our club. But, yeah, I mean, it's a big sport. Lots of people will start with bodybuilding because, obviously, lots of people, their motivation to work out is to impress, like, the opposite sex.
Or the same sex.
Or the same sex, sorry.
So it kind of, like, I started with bodybuilding, and then I got introduced to the sport, and then it kind of shifted to it, because, like, nobody really knows about the sport that much. Like, when you start going to the gym, the only things you really know is just, you know, standard, like, dumbbells.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then you get introduced to things like this, and you're like, that's pretty cool.
Maybe that's why they call them dumbbells. Because only dumb idiots don't know about barbells.
Exactly.
Right, John?
That's right, Mr. President.
Don't call me that. Okay, Abhi, let's we're wrapping up here. We got about 5 minutes left. Are there other events, things you'd like to tell us about the WLC? Do you guys have a fun acronym?
We have WLPL Club, Weightlifting Powerlifting Club.
Okay.
Yeah. We're working on a better acronym.
Okay.
All right, so, okay. I mean...
Next year.
Yeah, next year. Things that I guess I'd want to talk about is, so, like, this year, or I guess this semester, we started weekly training sessions here. So we did weightlifting on Fridays and powerlifting on Wednesdays in the sub, like, in the party room. And it was really productive. Like, lots of people came out. Some people didn't even know, like, what to expect, and we had, like, a bunch of our coaches come in, teach them how to lift and stuff. So kind of like what we did today, except with them really informal, you know, like they can lift whatever they want to. But then for next semester, because what we found is, like, obviously towards, like, midterm season and then final season, people start to drift off because it was really late at night and not many people could come. So next semester we are doing training sessions on Wednesdays for both weightlifting and powerlifting from 5 to 9 p.m. And, I mean, that stuff will, like, post up, but... It's a really good opportunity for people that just want to, like, find out what the sport's about, try lifting, you know, pre-club and swole.
Is there like a limit on how jacked you can be? Like, would I be allowed in there? I don't want to make anyone look bad by, you know, outlifting one of the coaches or something like that. Would that be a problem?
Yeah, if you're gonna lift more than the coach, then. You don't want to, like, you know,
okay,
humiliate anyone.
Maybe I'll come in my human outfit.
Yeah, that might be a better idea.
And just, you know, pick up a few pencils or something for 10.
Deadlift a pencil. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Other than that, I mean, we, as a club, we actually just got a $6,000 loan from the AMS.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, like, we really like to thank the AMS for that, because we are holding our meet in January, like I said, and all that money is going to be used to, like, buy the equipment and stuff, because we don't want to, like, have to rent from external sources. This way,
right,
we're, like, a self-sustaining club.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And then how do you, like, charge people to be in the club, or is it how do you pay back the AMS?
So it's a $10 membership fee for the full year.
Great.
And that gives you entrance into, like, training sessions, any of, like, the seminars that we hold, anything like that, basically. The meet is separate because, and that's where we'll draw in lots of the revenue. So, like, UBC students would get, like, a relative discount compared to somebody from, like, say, SFU.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we'll bring in lots of our money. And then sponsors, like, we had Popeye's Supplements come last year, and they gave away a bunch of swag and things like that. So it was pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there.
Thank you.
John, do you want to try a deadlift? We got time?
Yeah.
Not enough time.
So, okay. Fair enough.
He doesn't want to humiliate you now, right?
Yeah, you don't want to make me look bad.
Well, that's because he can evict me from the club.
Yeah, embarrassing. I see now.
Okay, well, Abhi, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having
me.
It's
been a pleasure. And we'll be back soon with Gilbert and Sullivan Company. They're going to talk about acting, I believe. Stay tuned for more 24 Hours of Student Power. Me and LL Cool J will be here until 4 in the morning. So if you are burning the midnight oil, as they say, you can stay tuned all night, and we will whisper sweet nothings into your ears. We will be back.
Well, I tried to change, and I
time for changing now. You just make it up. No time for changing now. I know this club closed, but why is it closed forever? I know this club closed, but why is it closed forever?
Hello, once again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm Jonathan. Ryan, who would normally be hosting right now, is off doing some weightlifting training. He has made the conversion through and through. So, yeah, that's how things are going. And I'm with the Gilbert and Sullivan Club. And why don't you guys tell us about what you do, what you are, what motivates you, all of that.
I'm the president of the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of UBC.
I'm Sam, and I'm the vice president of the Gilbert and Sullivan Society.
And I'm Max, and I'm just a member.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
And you guys are the UBC club for musicals.
Mm-hmm. We're the only one, which is very surprising. And not a lot of people know about us.
Is that irregular amongst campuses, or is it...
We don't have a lot of studying cross-campus.
Yeah.
I've been told that Vancouver can be quite dry for people who are interested in theater, so I'm not sure how much that holds true, or if you guys have any opinions on that.
Well, I came down here from Prince George, and surprisingly, up at UNBC, there is a musical club,
right,
which I participated in, mm-hmm. and I spent the better part of the first month of this year looking for a musical club, and I found Gilbert and Sullivan. And it was glorious.
And you guys are located in the sub, or are you located at Freddie Wood, or
just everywhere?
Everywhere,
just
everywhere,
everywhere
around. That's where art exists,
yeah,
waiting
yeah.
to come into being.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let us tell you about us.
All right, cool.
Well, I came in as a president last year, and we weren't really known about across campus, and I didn't really know what I was doing either. So I tried my best to get the club going again, and I had an idea to do a Halloween musical medley, and so that's what we did last year and this year. Last year we did Chicago and Sweeney Todd and The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it went a lot better than I thought, because how we recruited people was we stood outside the sub by a tree with a sign that said, "Do you love musical theater?" And we got about 20 people that said yes. And they joined our show, and it went really well. And then we decided to do that again this year, and we did...
no trees this time.
No trees. We had a table at Club Stays this year. Yay, yes. Yeah, we did a Little Shop of Horrors and Rocky Horror Picture Show and Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog. And we just did mini versions, and we had it as the audience members would just donate to us because we're the nonprofit club.
Do you aspire to do some playwriting of your own to get an original production out there, or is it...
No.
It's a big aspiration.
Beyond the pale, then. Speaking of trees, I haven't played a tree, but I did play a waiter who stood with a server, that is, who stood with a serving platter in a fourth grade production of Romeo and Juliet. So I, too, have experienced the world.
Got a veteran.
In ninth grade, in Guys and Dolls, I was supposed to look disgusted at a table, and that was my role.
I got hit by a freezer and I had to stand still for an awkward, awkward 3 minutes.
It was really impressive. With your mouth open.
Yeah.
With your mouth open.
That was not a good idea.
So then you hold internal auditions, or do you figure out collectively who gets what role when you come to have the productions?
Yeah, we last year didn't really have auditions because we didn't have a big a member base, but this year we did, and we had auditions for our Halloween show, and we have our next show in January. It's on January 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday. It's a musical in 24 hours. We're doing Aladdin, and that works. We just work with whoever shows up on Saturday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so last year we had, what, 8 people?
Yep.
Hopefully this year will be a bit more, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the kind of spontaneity is really cool.
Yeah.
And do you get anyone from outside of campus who shows up to watch your performances, or is it just mainly students and
friends and family?
Yeah.
Friends and family?
I think there's probably been a couple people that we just didn't know who they were, and they just showed up, and we're like, yeah. Welcome.
Sure. Yeah. Roving theater goers,
yeah.
Musical goers.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we're hoping to get our auditions going for something in spring, but it's in the works and it's a secret. It'll be really exciting.
Are you guys getting any subsidies from the AMS or?
Well, we have what we have. Yeah. we inherited the club, so it's looking okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll return to the Gilbert and Sullivan Club in just a moment, but first here's some music. Hope you guys enjoy. Yeah, sorry for the kind of lack. It looks like that I'm actually incapable of playing any music at the moment, so let's just return right into the fold, and, do you guys have a favorite musical? What encouraged each of you to get into musical theater, and is this something that you guys had an interest in before you, came into university, or lifelong aspiration?
I was in musical... Yeah.
You look eager to answer this question.
I was in musical theater throughout high school. In grade 12, I got the privilege of directing a musical with a couple of my friends.
That's incredible.
Somehow I stayed friends with after the fact. And then first year of university, I didn't know anything about the club. Second year, one of my friends in my theater class invited me to come join the 24-hour musical, and the rest is history, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was really into theater in high school, and I also directed just a play in grade 12, and I had wanted to be an actress previously, and then I decided to be a dentist. Yay. Yeah, and then I joined the Gilbert and Sullivan Society my first year at UBC, and I participated in Hairspray, their 24-hour musical with Sam, and they had elections in March of that year, and I said, hey, I'm going to go to the elections, and I ended up being the treasurer, and then during my second year, I turned into the president, and so, it's been really fun. I really like it.
Yeah. I always enjoyed watching musicals, and I got to university, and was like, I'd like to do that, and lo and behold, they were doing Dr. Horrible, which is probably my favorite musical ever, because it's...
Yeah.
Well, it's not...
It
it's
is
awesome.
It is.
Anyway,
it was meant to be.
So,
yeah. To be.
I'm like, I totally could do that. I'm gonna give it a shot, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever done. I just love doing musical theater.
Is it something you guys think you'll pursue after school, getting into the community, maybe even now doing some collaboration with production players in the community? Or
I hope to. I don't know. Well, you can never know what will happen, but I hope to do some sort of theater throughout my life, but you never know.
I'd love to, but I'm studying engineering. I told one of my profs a conversation, and they just looked at me for 5 minutes. They're like, you're an engineering student doing musical theater. And it was just silence. And they didn't... Yeah.
It's all about getting past those boundaries.
Yeah.
And presuppositions.
But yeah, I would love to get involved outside of school.
Is there a particular song? So you guys have been talking about the productions you've been doing. Is there anything I can find on YouTube or anything of your performances? Anything like that?
I don't know.
If not, I could also sing.
Yes.
And then we could...
Sing something for us.
I'm sorry, I was bluffing.
No, you have to.
I have actually... Yeah, no. I have no cards on the deck.
Too bad.
We've actually talked about. I know a cappella is planning on doing a. Yeah. Is planning. Sorry. Are you? Is no. anyone here in a cappella as well? I know they're planning on doing a show with us, and you know, is that something that might interest you guys? Maybe because we have shows that have written narrative, spoken aloud on air. So perhaps something like that. You could synthesize the narrative and the singing.
Yeah.
Get people nice and jovial in the recording studio.
If you really would like to play singing, I forgot all my lines, but
I don't want to lead us down a dark path.
There's a previous musical I did on YouTube.
Okay.
So if you want to hear one of us singing,
all right.
I'm not prepared.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
UNBC Musical Productions.
UNBC Musical Productions.
There's two. There's we did Dr. Horrible there as well, and we did Once More with Feeling.
So is there a song, particular song you would like me to choose here? Once More with Feeling.
I did. My song was Rest in Peace.
Rest in Peace.
Everyone's a hero somewhere.
All right.
So
again, I don't want to take us into a dark place.
Yeah. It'll be beautiful.
All right.
It's going to be a lot darker if
excellent.
I try to sing now.
All right. All right. Fantastic. So we are about to hear Rest in Peace. The UNBC players put this on.
Yeah.
And it's the song off Dr. Horrible?
No, that's off Once More with Feeling.
Oh, Once More with Feeling. All right. Buffy. All right. Fantastic.
So that's it then. Just come to pump them for information.
Well, what else would I want to pump you for? I really just said that, didn't I?
Oh, don't want to bore you with the small talk. Don't know a thing.
What's up? You're all bad moody.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
What?
I died so many years ago. You can make me feel like it isn't so. And why you come to be with me, I think I finally know. You're scared, ashamed of what you feel. Cause you can't tell the ones you love, you know they couldn't deal. Whisper in a dead man's ear, doesn't make it. That's great, but I don't want to play. Cause being with you touches me more than I can say. But since I'm only dead to you, I'm saying stay away. Let me rest in peace. Let me rest in peace. Let me get some sleep. Let me take my life and pay.
My heart could beat, it would. You're not staying then?
Bravo, bravo. Yeah. That was something else. Yeah, I have to say, the little bit where you're being carried by a stagehand, lots of ingenuity.
Yeah. It was awkward the first time I did it, because I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to dive headfirst off someone's shoulders. And scared a few people.
True in that case, as with other times in life. Yeah. But yeah, there's a, you know... Actually, no, I can't wax poetic or anything. That really said it. That was fantastic stuff. And if people want to join your club, it's just a matter of interest.
Yeah. Our email is gilbertandsullivanubc@gmail.com. And the and is and, not a fancy and sign. And we also have a Facebook group.
Excellent.
You should sign up. The club's pretty awesome. Yeah. I was a little terrified because of doing a musical with people I didn't know, but everyone's really cool and didn't judge me too much.
I always feel like if I was performing in a musical, it would be likely that I would not be able to control my own emotion. And, like, the tear spring would...
Give a shot right now. You know,
right? I feel like it keeps turning to my side. CIDR does host karaoke. Ooh. About once a month at the Pit, or we will be.
Really?
Starting in January, right. So if you would like to hear my dulcet tones, that would be the time. But I'm not here to talk about my own prestigious career. So how is Vancouver as a city just for people interested in musical theater? When you went to UNBC, did you... I'm sorry if you guys talked about where you came from. I might have glazed over that entirely in my brain.
Just Max.
Just me. All right. I'm fairly non-existent in the city of Prince George, but I have no idea about Vancouver. I'm sure there's got to be something with it being such a big city, but I spend very little time outside of class and school.
Mm, yeah.
So yeah. I'm sure if I was looking, it'd be there, but haven't had time for that yet. Hopefully in the spring.
I'm not sure how much I can speak to the musical theater part of it, but with Fringe Festival and all of the theater support through high schools throughout the Greater Vancouver area, there's a plethora of different places that you can find theater. I'm sure some of it would be musical. I know the arts the arts club on Granville Island did Avenue Q over the summer, and I went
with... Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard about that, but I didn't get a chance to make it out.
I heard it was good.
It ran 3 extra weeks. 3 extra weeks. Yeah. I know there's a lot of opportunities to watch, and you need money, but there's a lot, and we're really big on giving people opportunities, and if you want to audition for like big musicals, obviously you need experience and you need to know how to read music and you need to know what key and tone and pitch is.
I don't know any of those things.
I don't
know. Nope.
We're really big on just giving people opportunities, because I was scared when I started going to UBC that I wouldn't have any more opportunities to perform or anything, or I had to be super good, because I remember I auditioned for something in first year and I totally screwed up my audition because there was this first line that I thought was the character description, but it was someone saying a line angrily to someone else, and so I said it really, really, really completely wrong, and I'm just glad that I got to be part of this, and I'm glad we get to give people the opportunity to still perform, and I hope they appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I was thrilled there was a musical group on campus.
Good.
Just because it's particularly awesome as a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun, and you meet some really cool people who are into all those things that you think are really strange and nerdy, but it turns out everyone actually loves them.
Exactly.
So. Musical theater is such a happy place to go to, at least for me, I'm assuming for everyone, because you just get to sing your heart out.
Oh, absolutely.
You get to have fun, right? I'd never thought that I would have the opportunity to do Beauty and the Beast last year in 24 hours, or Aladdin, like we're doing this year. I never thought I would have the opportunity to dress up in drag and be Frankenfurter for a Halloween show, or be Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
It's just amazing opportunities with zero experience. I can't read music, and I don't know what all the fancy music terms mean, but this club has given me such an amazing opportunity to just keep doing what I love doing.
I agree with that. Just, it's a great thing, because you really have to put yourself out there to go and sing in front of people, and it's really cool to do musical theater in a group, because everyone's feeling that.
Yeah, because Boynier isn't competition or anything.
Yeah. And so everyone's just out there trying to do something they enjoy, so everyone's really, like, friendly and supportive, and it just, teamwork and such. It's a good time with a lot of really cool people. So
I'm really interested to hear, because we had our icebreaker at the beginning of the year in September, and what we did was, there was like over maybe 20 to 30 people that were there, and we split them up into groups, and two groups, and one group learned Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast, and we taught them choreography, and they sang the song, and the other group did
Life's a Happy Song from the Muppet movie.
And I didn't really think about if anyone would be nervous, because we were just like, okay, guys, we're going to split you up into two groups, and you're going to learn to sing and dance, and then you're going to perform in front of everyone.
In 3 hours.
In 3 hours. And if I was one of the new members and gone and done that, I probably would have freaked out and would have been super nervous. But then since I was putting it on, I was like, yeah, you guys are going to be fine. And then there was one girl, Jocelyn, who had a solo in Life's a Happy Song. And I felt like she was really nervous. I'm like, why are you nervous? And I'm like, oh, yeah, because you're singing in front of a group of people that you don't know.
No.
So, yeah, what did you think about the icebreaker?
I was terrified.
We had a solo, too. Yeah. I was
and put his hand up immediately when asked for volunteers if he wanted a solo.
It was fun, and I just like volunteering for things. But it was intimidating to sing in front of a bunch of people. I had no idea if you were one of those UBC clubs that are like, can you read music? Have you done 10 musicals before?
Some extremely strict posture. Right?
Were you in every production your high school ever did? Are you ready for this? I didn't realize it was so relaxed. I'm like, are these people going to judge me?
Yeah. It's like, you know, different things set off different people. You know, it can be intimidating. For me, it's... I have a choreography. You talk about choreography. And I have a real difficulty transitioning from, you know, getting my hands out of my pockets and, like, moving them above my hips. Very difficult for me.
Yeah. A lot of coordination there. A lot of focus.
Yeah. Allison's been our choreographer for the last 2 years. It's been
a dancer.
A lot of jazz hands and box steps.
Listen up, choreographers. We need one of you.
Please.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of chance to play to your strengths, too, it seems.
Yeah? I'm not a very good dancer. I must say, I'm not a very good dancer.
I definitely got to play to my strengths. We did Rocky Horror, and I auditioned originally to be Captain Hammer, because I love that character. And I got an email, it's like, oh yeah, you're Captain Hammer, and we need Rocky. Okay. Luckily, the majority of that part is running around and not knowing what he's doing.
Could you take off your shirt right now and show us the strength that you're talking about?
I left
about
the gold tights at home.
Just so you know, the weightlifter club was just on, but we're not in competition.
Don't judge me. But the great thing was, all I had to do for that was look confused. So when we were rehearsing and I didn't have any idea what I was doing,
it was
everyone was like, oh, hey, he's got it. And it was just like,
so good.
Yeah. That was intentional.
Yeah.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah, it was good. Gold tights. Who doesn't love gold tights?
Yeah. So we have about 5 more minutes, and I'm wondering, because I lied, it actually is about competition.
Awesome.
Can you guys tell me why you guys are so much better than the Players Club on campus, and why everyone should leave their club and join yours?
It's a two-pronged reason. First and foremost, they don't have me.
Yep.
Secondly...
That is, as far as I understand, accurate.
slightly less importantly, they don't sing.
Yeah.
They do plays, which you know, in all fairness, there are probably more plays than musicals.
I was actually surprised to discover that the musical club. I suppose it makes sense that, but that there are two divisions mm-hmm. of theater clubs on campus, or maybe possibly. Well, no, I guess improv is not really theater.
Yeah,
is it? Improv are here. Oh. It's theater.
Oh, all right. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I'm being facetious, of course. Yeah. Yes. All Players Club is very cool too. But yeah, it's awesome to have you guys on campus as an alternative for those who are the most jovial among us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join us.
It's really a no pressure environment.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a good time.
I wish I could pay you guys a visit, but unfortunately I'm bound to this console right here.
Oh,
that's in front of me. I can't actually leave.
Well, that's
true. As I wither away.
Yeah, but you got a microphone. We can just wire you in.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of extension cords.
We can just Skype you.
We did need a narrator.
Yeah.
Like, we could have the disembodied narrator. I think that could really
their
give us
their radio station narrator.
It's like people will turn on the radio and be like, this is really
it's the next level.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just get in on this, man.
So, next level stuff. Except for the 24 hours of Latin you guys are planning.
Yes.
Do you have anything else planned for the new year? Or?
We have a secret spring show.
Yeah.
A secret spring show.
Can't tell you.
It's going to be awesome.
Tell your friends. It'll be a
yeah.
musical.
It will.
The musical is secret right now.
Super
Gosh.
DL.
We'll be in touch with it.
All right.